Well, gun control is a hot topic in Australia this week, with the future of the Adler shotgun once again in the firing line. The Wire's Nicole Wedding takes a closer look at this controversial firearm.
The Prime Minister is holding firm against changes that would allow a controversial shotgun to be imported to Australia. But calls to lift the ban continue, with Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm pushing for the change. The Adler A110 allows 8 shots to be fired in quick succession. Gun control advocates say the weapon is dangerous and welcome the continuing of the import ban. Gun groups, on the other hand, claim the weapon can be used for legitimate purposes and the government is stepping too far on their rights. Rick Saar is a professor of law and criminal justice at the University of South Australia. He says the government is in a tough position.
The government wants to get through the Senate a couple of bills in relation to matters to do with unions and other things. And, of course, in order to do so, you've got to win over the crossbenches in the Senate. And one of the crossbenches is occupied by David Lionhelm, who is the Liberal Democrat Senator from New South Wales. And as often happens in these matters, there's a bit of horse trading going on. He'll say, I'll give you my vote in relation to these matters if you give me what I want, and I want you to lift the ban on the semi-automatic Adler rifle, allow that to come into Australia. So nothing whatsoever to do with the actual bills, but David Lionhelm knows that he's got a few cards up his sleeve and the government needs his vote.
Why is the Adler controversial?
Because it is essentially a semi-automatic rifle, and since 1996, semi-automatic rifles and pump-action shotguns are illegal in Australia. That was as a result of the 1996 reforms that the Howard government brought in response to the Port Arthur massacre, where 35 or 36 people were killed in very short time. That massacre and analysis of massacres in the United States, particularly since then, have comprehensively concluded that the reasons for the high death toll on that particular day was the fact that these rifles essentially reload with a flick of a switch or a flick of a finger, and that being the case, they are enormously dangerous.
Rick Saar, Professor of Law at UniSA. Michael Hudson is the chairman of the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party in South Australia. He says the media and the government are confused about guns.
It's a play on words by the media and the government. Adler shotguns are freely available now in Australia that can take 5 shots. The only ban is the ones that have extension magazines that can hold up to 8 shots. The terminology being used by everyone is incorrect. Lever-action firearms are generally available and have been widely used, but the Adler is just a relatively new model. They are modified to take 8 shots just to enable the users who have them for the reasons they have them, for example, hunting or competition use, where more than 5 rounds are required for a particular competition. Now, quite legitimate that we do it for all other types of firearms. It's never an issue, never been an issue. It's only just come up simply in recent days again as a direct result of, obviously, the arguments in Parliament the other night regarding a deal with the government.
What does rapid fire mean?
I think that's a bit of a FERP. It's generally the term used by those who are opposed to firearms, who don't understand what firearms are about nor how they are used. The lever-action shotgun, because of the way it works, enables the operator to actually manipulate the action to load the gun a little bit faster than other types. But it's nowhere near the same speed as the guns that were banned in the Howard years after the Port Arthur massacre. The two are linked simply because those who are opposed to firearms just simply don't want people to have firearms at all, let alone ones that can fire any more than a couple of shots. And so they use that argument and use the term rapid fire when really it's got nothing to do with that at all.
Michael Hudson, chairman of the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party in South Australia. Rick disagrees, saying that the weapon has no place in modern society.
There are a number of people who suggest that they are farmers or whatever and there's vermin on their property, and by that one usually refers to dingoes and feral cats and other things that can take down their stock. And I understand that, of course, you need a rifle if you're a farmer. But you don't need a lever-action rifle. What they're saying is, well, if they see 2 dingoes, they need to be able to reload in a nanosecond. That's probably true. But do you sacrifice the whole of the Accord, which has put us in great stead for the last 20 years, just so a handful of farmers can shoot 2 dingoes in rapid succession? I don't think so.
Professor Rick Saar from the University of South Australia, ending that report by The Wire's Nicole Wedding.